USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos says his expectations for flying on the edge of space were dramatically exceeded. During a press conference following the space flight, Bezos talks about the future of Blue Origin.
We're going to fly human missions twice more this year. And what we do in the following year, I'm not sure yet.
President Biden is meeting with the Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the president paying respects for what the team did off the field.
Your team stepped up off the field, too, donating millions of meals to families in need, helping Americans exercise their sacred right to vote, including at the Raymond James Stadium. Your stadium also became a lifeline for families in Tampa Bay this spring, administering nearly 200,000 vaccine shots.
USA Radio News.
Nothing is more important than your vote. Now, lawmakers across America are pushing for election integrity to make sure your vote really counts. All this week, Newsmax's Sean Spicer and Lindsay Keith are exposing the flaws in our voting systems and how to fix them. Make sure you watch Spicer and Company tonight on Newsmax for the real truth about your vote and how Texas, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and more are in the crosshairs. Everyone is watching Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. And you can watch Newsmax on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Plus, download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching now. Newsmax is your trusted news source. Every night, watch great shows, starting with Spicer & Company, Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Cortez & Pellegrino, and a lot more. Go to Newsmax for real news. Watch it today.
Speaking on the Senate floor Tuesday, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, calls out politicians for saying that we should defund police as crimes rise across the country.
Leaders at the local, state, and federal level should be acting to confront the surge in violent crime that's plaguing our nation. For about a year now, the political left has grown obsessed with the notion that police officers are inherently bad, policing is inherently evil.
President Biden has stated he does not want to defund the police and that money from the American Rescue Plan can be used to train and hire more officers. A new survey finds that more Americans struggle to pay their medical bills during the coronavirus pandemic. The reasons include being infected with COVID-19, losing income, or losing employer health insurance coverage. The survey conducted by the Commonwealth Fund shows that more than a third of insured adults and half of those without insurance said they had an issue paying a medical bill. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Inflation is on the minds of lawmakers and consumers as prices continue to rise.
In remarks on the economy Monday, President Biden tried to assuage concerns over inflation, saying that recent increases in consumer prices will be temporary because of a number of efforts the administration is taking to bolster the economy. But Ohio Congressman Mike Turner says that those efforts will actually make things worse. The Ohio Republican tells CNN that the administration's proposals contain too much unnecessary spending that in themselves will cause more inflation.
Well, government spending never decreases prices. I mean, it obviously has an inflationary impact, and you just have to balance that as to what's going on in the economy at the time. Now, so far, we have some inflation that's happening in the economy as a result of the hangover, if you will, of the effects of what COVID did in our economy. You know, the trucking industry, other delivery, supply chains, in which we see inflationary impacts. But the infrastructure bill is important to do. Everyone sitting at home knows the condition of bridges and roads and highways that need to be done. But at the same time, these extra trillions and trillions of dollars that are not necessarily infrastructure, that we've heard wild numbers between $3 and $6 trillion additional, those do have an inflationary impact.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Apple is pushing back its plan to return employees to the office. The worldwide resurgence in coronavirus variants is causing the company to delay its return to the office mandate by at least 1 month, pushing it back to October at the earliest. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.